And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning and gorgeous as always to see you, Gerald Quigley.
Thank you, Joe, and welcome to you.
Lovely, Sally Overmeter. Lovely to see you also.
Happy Sunday, you guys.
Oh, it's so nice to be up and about with the both of you. Now, many people post-pandemic are working what's known as hybrid hours, which means that you might work, say, 3 days at home, 2 days in the office. And I love the flexibility of that, right? I love that people are able to kind of maybe get a bit more life balance around that. But turns out, and who knew, it means that we're moving our body less.
Really?
Do you think is it the home part that's making us move our body less? Because we're not having to, for example, walk to the bus or get on a train or not walking around the office. Is that what that is, do you think?
Yeah, I think it might be that. And also that easy access to the fridge. How's that? That's not ideal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it changing, though? Business is now asking for more return to the office to get that sense of community and, as we spoke last week, tribe back together?
Yeah, I'm hearing that people are generally expecting that you can sort of split your home and office hours. Mm. And I think that, you know, understanding that people have home life is really important. But we need to, I think we know that exercise is difficult to fit in your day. And if it's incidental, that's the key word, isn't it, Sal?
Mm, absolutely, because it doesn't feel then like it's a chore. And I've heard people talk as well, you know, if they say, for example, try and get a 30-minute walk, you don't have to do it in a 30-minute block. You can do 3 times 10 minutes. You can just be like, I'm going to go walk to the coffee shop, for example, instead of getting in your car. And there's your first 10 minutes. And just do little bits as you go.
Mm. But if you're at home, maybe you don't have the office workmates to go for a little walk at lunchtime together, and you then sit at your desk and just work through lunch.
Maybe. Correct.
Yeah. Just trying to get my head around this, Cell. I'm just wondering how many retail staff would last if they rang their boss and said, no, I'm having a work-at-home day today.
Or hospitality.
Yes,
look,
it definitely
doesn't work in all areas.
No, so I think that really in the sense of balance, it seems to be patently unfair that office workers get preference as how they feel they should work compared to others who have no say.
Well, you know, that's obviously something that you can work out with your own workplace. But today we're talking fitness, and we're doing that with fitness queen Michelle Bridges, who's covering all of our fitness spaces, from tips on rewriting a new exercise routine to intensive workout training and healthy eating as well, which is super important. Her mantra is eat more of the things that come out of the ground and off a tree and less that come out of a box. I like that.
Pretty
very
simple,
much.
Isn't it?
Plus, we've got tips on soothing a sore throat with health specialist Sinisha Bullboy. Remember that good old home remedy of honey in your tea?
Well, and it still works.
Yes. Mm. I remember
and lemon. Yep.
Lovely.
Honey and lemon together.
My nan might have made that for you. Mm. Plus, we'll learn about the keto and low-carb diets and get some suggestions for those 3 p.m. hunger pangs. Again, back at the fridge. That's where I end up about 3 o'clock every day. And so we'll be joined by Dion Prom, who is a head of science. So give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you might have to support your health, whether it's what to eat, a supplement that you might be looking at, how to ease a symptom that's bothering you. Give us a call, 131-873. Call right now to get your questions answered. Next up, Michelle Bridges on simple ways to get fit and stay healthy.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Betadine at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131-873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions for your health. We'll get to those calls in just a minute. But first, I have to say, Gerald and Sal, it remains a lifelong mystery to me that I know that I want to be fit and healthy. I know I should exercise, yet somehow I struggle with motivating myself some days. I don't know if that's you, Sal.
Do you know what I think you have hit the nail on the head. It's we rely on motivation. I'll be so keen to hear what Michelle thinks, but I think it's more about habit, less about motivation.
Oh.
Because you don't need to be motivated to brush your teeth because you've got a habit, right? You've just got that ingrained in you. So I wonder if we need that same kind of philosophy, I believe, around exercise. I think that's it's habit more than motivation.
All right, well, let's ask the queen of fitness herself, Michelle Bridges, the founder of the 12-Week Body Transformation, also one of the original members of our House of Wellness radio team. Hi there, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Is it about habit or motivation to get ourselves moving?
Well, it's funny. Sally, have you been reading my books?
I haven't, but I'm a believer in it.
In my very first book, Crunch Time, which I wrote about, gosh, probably nearly 20 years ago, I spoke about, you know, that we don't need habits for brushing our teeth or taking a shower or, you know, organising dinner or going to get the groceries because they've become a part, that we don't need motivation, I'm sorry, but they've become a part of our routine and part of our habits. And so I'm a massive believer and have always spruced the concept of habits, routines and rituals because at the end of the day, they're really what's going to get you success or get you, you know, to have things done in your life, whether it be around health and fitness or whether it be around just getting your shit together around the household, you know, like you just your habits and your routines are what make things happen. And I think we can all agree to that because at some point in our lives, we've all had that. And not maybe not necessarily around our health and fitness, but, you know, if you've got three kids and a partner, you need to have some habits and rituals in order to get that household, you know, underway for the day and for the rest of the week, so to speak. So if you can do it there, sure, yes, you can absolutely do it around your health and fitness and wellness.
Love that. You know, we were just talking earlier about life post-pandemic and this kind of hybrid work situation that a lot of us are finding ourselves in. And as Joe was saying, for those of us who are working from home, the home days don't have actually much incidental exercise. So how could we kind of rewrite this and get a better way of getting the exercise in?
Look, everybody is living a totally different life these days. Like so many people are just doing it differently. And I kind of love that. But at the same time, it's a case of, okay, well, now that I've got this whole new lifestyle set up, how am I going to set myself up for success around making sure that I'm taking care of myself? You know, the old adage of, you know, you get on a plane and the life, and it's about, you know, save yourself first or put your oxygen mask on first before you try to help others. It's exactly the same in this instance. So if you're finding that you're working from home predominantly, it's a case of, all right, well, what does my day look like? And how can I shape this up or splice this up so that I can get what I need done for myself personally? So is it that you get the kids off to school and then you do the workout straight after you've done school drop off? Or you don't have kids so that you then therefore can get up a little bit earlier before you have to log on for work? So rather than, you know, taking the time that you would have taken to commute, you get up, you get in your gear and you do your workout and you get the monkey off the back, which I've always attest to. Probably most successful people are the ones that do it straight off the bat and get it done so that they're not, you know, sitting and thinking about it all day. I've got to get to the gym or I've got to go for that walk or I've got to do blah, 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 blah. And it just becomes a pain more than being feeling like your halo is shining because your 8 o'clock workout in or your 7 a.m. workout in, and now you feel great for the rest
it's
of the
true.
Day.
And very self-righteous.
Very smart.
I become my top class because you feel so goddamn good about yourself.
It's true.
So, Michelle, we've talked about exercise a bit. Let's cut to the chase and talk about what's really meaningful, which is food. Harvard Medical School recently said that eating leafy green vegetables can protect your brain and reduce the risk of cognitive decline. How can we integrate those sorts of messages into real food, which is what your message is saying? If it comes out of the ground or off a tree, it's got to be better for you than out of a box. How can we blend those messages so that that helps us make good habits? Because if you eat well, you'll probably feel more motivated to actually spending some time doing comfortable and enjoyable exercise. Where do we start? Do we start in schools? Do we start, because we're going to be talking about this stuff in 30 years' time. Nothing much is going to change realistically, is it?
I love that. No, we've been talking about this forever. Hmm. I mean, I can tell you a really quick story about when my grandmother was in hospital. She was like 86 years old and I went in to visit her and I said, so Nan, how's the food? She goes, oh, terrible, darling, terrible. I haven't been eating any of it. Not that that's helping. And I was like, oh, my God, are we still going to be concerned about our weight and weight gain or weight loss or what hell, what you, even at the age of 85? And so it's a conversation that has been going on since almost the test of time, and it will continue, as you quite correctly say, Gerald. Yes, I do believe that it's a big part of this is education in schools. A big part of this is education in, you know, cooking or preparing meals, but even more than that, preparing shopping lists and how to, you know, navigate the supermarket. And these are things and concepts that I try to sort of train into my clients that are either doing the 12-week body transformation or the ones that I'm helping out one-on-one. And I'll often find that many are pretty, well, clueless, I suppose, when it comes to getting recipes and putting them together and getting in the kitchen and kind of really getting handy in the kitchen, but then many are not. So it's just kind of, I guess, finding what that individual needs. Okay, let's keep it really simple. Let's just get some basic recipes. Here's the shopping list to match up to those recipes. Let's make it even easier so that you can cook efficiently and effectively and fridge or freezer some of those meals so that when you come home late at night, they're ready to go. During winter, I encourage people to have things like a slow cooker and do your chop and chuck in the morning. So while you're getting the school lunches ready, you do a chop, 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 chuck, chuck, chuck into the slow cooker, throw in some stock, put the lid on, turn it on 6 hours, go to work, come back, the house is smelling like mum's been at home doing some home cooking. These are all the things that just can make life just that little bit easier. When it comes to greens, Gerald, you are so right. Green is good and green is go. I make sure in my son's lunch or whenever I'm making a sandwich, and that's pretty much every morning, he has spinach in his sandwich. And he doesn't even like say anything. He's just so used to it. So it's a canned tomato, avocado, spinach, cheese, a little bit of mayo, and that's his sandwich. So I know that he's getting that at lunchtime. In the mornings, sometimes we'll have a green smoothie. And then in the evenings, we have our veg. And it's kind of just what we do. Routine.
Michelle, let me quickly ask you, I want to just sort of, before we let you go, sort of mindfulness and meditation, we really wanted to cover how important that is, because it's obviously food, it's obviously exercise, but what about that element? What do you suggest people do?
It's such a buzzword, and it has been for so many years. In fact, you know, meditation and mindfulness, and many people look at me with, you know, deer in headlights and say, well, what does it mean? What do you do? I don't get it. And it's so valid. So I would probably suggest for some to start really very simply with some apps. There's so many apps out there now that can help just even get you off to sleep. In fact, I use them on the nights where I'm struggling to get off. I'll jump on a meditation sleep app and just listen to that as I take myself off to sleep. And in fact, what I've now been doing is instead of doing a little bit of meditation or mindfulness, if you like, in the mornings, I'm doing that now before I go to sleep, and I'm finding that's helping me get off to sleep. I think nowadays with us being so glued to our phones and so glued to our screens that there's a lot of time being spent on, I don't know, let's say 20 minutes on Instagram, that 20 minutes could have been spent doing some mindfulness meditation, or it could have been spent going for a walk with your dog, or it could have been spent doing a little mini circuit in your lounge room. But instead, we find ourselves going down the rabbit hole of social media. But we can use it for good, and we can use it for meditation or mindfulness apps and starting to learn how to practice. I think one of the big questions about, you know, mindfulness and how to do it is to kind of check in with a couple of things. One is about your intention. You know, what is it that you're trying to achieve? Or as you sit down and take a moment to sort of just tune in, directing your heart as a bit of a compass and reflecting on what are the, you know, most profound hopes or values. It's also about attention and training yourself how to kind of just draw into, say, your breath, or tune into your breath, tune into the way your body is feeling at the time. And if you find yourself drifting off, which we all do, it's like I liken it to herding cats trying to you will, even the most practiced of meditators out there will never have their mind turn into a vacuum seal when they sit down to start practicing. but it's a case of paying attention as your mind or your thoughts drift off and how to bring it back to your breath, but also reflecting on a non-judgmental and a more compassionate headspace, because we can react in our everyday life with emotions, which can be negative. We can have a lot of negative self-talk. We all have it. But to actually go, oh, that's interesting. Mm. How come I just thought negatively about myself? Okay, let's just sit with that and be a bit kinder and maybe give myself a bit of an internal hug.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much, Michelle. A bit of an internal hug. I tell you what, head along to Michelle's website, michellebridges.com.au. It's an amazing resource, Michelle. I really love it. I particularly liked 5 easy things to make in a microwave. That's very much in my wheelhouse, I must tell you. Thanks so much, Michelle. It's been great to speak with you this morning.
Thank you. Have a lovely Sunday.
You too. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to your calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can you have chocolate and hit your weight loss goals too? You can with Melrose Keto Fasting Support Hot Chocolate from Chemist Warehouse. The delicious drink contains DNF10 derived from natural yeast to help reduce excess hunger signals. Enjoy a guilt-free treat from your keto and low-carb diets. Melrose Keto Fasting Support available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. 131-873 is our number. Rosa in Carimba.
Good morning, Rosa. How can we help? Oh,
good morning to you all. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. How can we help?
I was just wanting to ask. I'm getting a lot of hair loss and also like skin irritation. So I'm not sure whether I don't think I'm lacking diet because I do a lot of the stuff that Michelle says. So we have a lot of veggies. We cook. I cook everything. I don't have any processed stuff. So I don't know. There's a lot of stress in my life. So I started taking some zinc tablets. I don't take any medication apart from fish oil and vitamin D and. Some magnesium. That's about it.
Good.
So I'm just wondering what could be causing it. There's patches, and my hairdresser sort of is getting a bit concerned as well.
Look, there's lots of reasons why, Rosa, this happens, and it can be related to menopause. It can be, the big word there you used was stress, because if you're stressed, hair loss is the body's way of responding sometimes to stress. So it sounds like you're doing all the right things, but please have a look at your fish oil. Have a look at the label and see if it says that there is a DHA and EPA content. Add those together, you've got to take 1,000 milligrams. So that might mean you take 3 or 4 capsules at a time as a single dose to get enough of the fish oil. Important. The two other things, the two minerals are iron and silica for hair. You need non-constipating iron for just perhaps a month, and silica long-term, best in a liquid gel form, and that's at least 6 months, because that's all supports hair structure. And Cell may even have a hair-strengthening pie.
No pie, but definitely in terms of food, protein's important. And to your point earlier, GQ, about, you know, oils, definitely like fatty fish is really good. Eggs are good. You know, if you're looking around vegetables, then definitely spinach, also nuts. So just try and include those. It sounds like you're eating really well. GQ's right. Stress is a big factor. Menopause is a big factor. But at least if your diet includes these specific hair-supporting foods, you know that you're covered.
All the best with that, Rosa. Tom in Taylor's Lake, hello.
Morning, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks. How can we help?
Hi, Gerard. I'd just like to raise a couple of things quickly. The awareness of shingles.
Yes.
I've just come through a severe bout of shingles in my eye and half the side of my face. Really terrible. I was hospitalised for a week on a drip. I'm now 16 weeks into recovery, but all the scarring's gone on that, but I've got really bad nerve pain all on my face. It's been ripped right through from one side of the typical placed eyelid side and that. But apart from that, it's people are not taking serious, not aware of it, how debilitating this sickness can be. They think it's an old person's illness with a few. Everyone you talk's got a few scars and that. But they don't realise once you get it, how debilitating if you don't get the vaccination or something like that.
Yep.
And no one's... No yep. one,
Sorry, Tom, good points there. The vaccination's important. You discuss that with your doctor. Really important. For your neuropathic pain, two things. Get from your pharmacist some lipoic acid. Now, that's a capsule, 400 milligram or maybe even 600 milligram. Take it twice a day to settle the pain. Add to that high-strength turmeric as well, because the pain will go. But the most important thing is to manage your stress, because those who have had shingles find that if they're under the pump for some reason or other, the nerve pain returns. So often the rash doesn't return, the nerve pain returns. If it's been in your eye, you need to manage that, because it will live in your eye. It's very hard to get rid of once it's inside your eye. So it's a complex thing. Point well taken on the vaccination, though. We're learning a lot more about these viral infections like shingles, because they can precipitate other issues. Even there's been a link between shingles and MS, multiple sclerosis. Mm. So we've learned a lot of this since COVID.
All the best, and thank you for those points, Tom. Next up, what to do for a sore throat.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
At Austerlen, they believe being strong isn't what a woman does, it's who she is. That's why Austerlen is proud to partner with 100 Women, a community of change makers who champion, support and empower women and girls. And right now, when you buy any Austerlen product from Chemist Warehouse, $1 will go to the 100 Women organisation. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au to learn more. T's and C's apply. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Betadine at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, now that we're deep into winter, it would have to be said that viruses, bacteria, illnesses, it's sort of all around us, with one of the first signs that we're about to get sick being a sore throat. So joining us on the line is Sinesha Bullboy, a health specialist, to give us some solutions for soothing the sore throat, which does ruin your day, I must say, when you're walking around with a sore throat. Welcome, Sinesha.
Good morning. How are we?
So how do we avoid spreading some of the nasties that are around at this time of year?
Well, one thing we can do if the little ones are unwell, we want to try and keep them at home or away from elderly people. That's one thing we can do. But also getting them to wash their hands regularly and reinforcing some healthy habits. Like, say, for example, as soon as they leave childcare or school, we get them to wash their hands. Even as adults, we also want to try and wash our hands as often as possible, not share any of our food, drink or any utensils. And it's important to keep our hands away from our eyes and face. Also important is a healthy, balanced diet, making sure we get some rest and lots of fluids.
Rest is such a good point. So what does that mean then, I guess, in terms of exercise? Does exercise boost your immune health or should you avoid it? What do you think?
Exercise can have a positive effect on our immune health and also our whole family. So it's important, even during this cold weather, to try and get the family out there and moving around a little bit. So some moderate exercise for about 60 minutes can help benefit our immune system, which is very important to help fighting off illness.
Just picking up one little thing, if I could, Sinesha. You mentioned elderly. I'm just asking for a friend. could we? Because a lot of us are grandparents, and one of the hardest things to do is to actually keep grandchildren who are perhaps not unwell. Could we say instead of elderly? Could we say those who perhaps are vulnerable for as far as other comorbidities are concerned? So if you've got any person of any age who is unwell, they're probably best to keep away. But age shouldn't have anything to do with it. What about those of us that can't gargle? What do we do?
Well, Nan's recipe, honey mixed in tea. Another Nan's recipe, which it requires gargling, is that saltwater gargle.
No, I can't gargle.
That
can't
chicken
gargle.
Soup.
What do we do if we can't gargle?
I'm almost
have
dry reaching.
Too.
Well, I'm almost dry reaching thinking about gargling.
Yeah. Well, we can try some chicken soup or even some herbal tea, such as peppermint or chamomile.
But if we're wanting something a little bit more intense to ease that sore throat, but we can't gargle, what do we do? It's a good question, Gerald.
Thank you, Gerald.
Well, yeah, definitely. And we want that sore throat gone as quickly as possible. So this is where we can use a sore throat gargle or an antibacterial gargle or even lozenges. That's the other option. I will mention no gargles, but lozenges can help relieve the sore throat.
Thank you.
So if you're looking at children... Well, yeah, if you're looking at children over 6 years of age, they might actually prefer a lozenge.
Okay.
All right. And what are we looking for in these products?
Well, you're looking for an antibacterial formula that helps kill the bacteria, which may cause a sore throat, or look for one that can be used as an aid to treat it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Sinesha.
That's okay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Lucinda.
Hello,
in
Lucinda.
Hampton
Good morning.
Park. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
How can we help you,
Lucinda? I had my fifth Pfizer booster on Thursday. And I'm suffering from the arrhythmia and the blood pressure problems. Are they going to subside, or do I just should I go and see someone? They're not bad, but no. I just wanted to know how long term it could be.
Look, everybody's different, Lucinda, and every vaccine's different, and every combination from a time perspective's different. Look, if it concerns you, I think you should run it past your doctor. Always a good idea. I don't know why these things arrive over a weekend. So write down your concerns, give your doctor's surgery call in the morning, and sort it out with him or her.
All the best with that, Lucinda. Next up, we take a look at the keto diet.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
At school pickup, are you bringing home more than just your kids? Act fast. Get Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle from Chemist Warehouse. With the antibacterial power of povidone iodine, Betadine kills sore throat bacteria. Betadine ready-to-use sore throat gargle available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Betadine is a registered trademark of Mundi Pharma AG, used under licence. Not suitable for children under 6 years of age. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Austolin at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, we all find ourselves overeating or eating the wrong things from time to time. That's what it is to be human, I think.
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be that way. Joining us online is Dion Prom, Head of Science and New Product Development, to give us some alternative choices. Good morning there, Dion.
Good morning.
Hey, what can we look at with our day-to-day diets for the prevention of weight gain?
So there's a number of things that we can look at. One very popular diet at the moment is the ketogenic diet. It's a very low carbohydrate, high fat diet. It involves basically restricting the intake of carbohydrates and sugars and replacing it with fat. And this reduction in carbohydrates can put your body into what we call a metabolic state of ketosis. So what can happen here is your body starts becoming really efficient at burning fat for energy. So it starts to adapt. It also turns fat into ketones in the liver, which then supplies energy for the brain, so it becomes this new fuel source for our brain. It's common for many people to pair this ketogenic diet with what we call intermittent fasting, which just involves restricting the hours of the day to which you eat. One very popular version is the 16-8, which means that you can eat for an 8-hour window each day and then you fast for the remaining 16 hours.
So what about in like a straight low-carb diet?
Yeah, so some individuals might choose to go a straight low-carb diet, and this can certainly be a very effective option too. So a low-carb diet will limit just the carbohydrates, so primarily like your high-processed foods such as pasta and bread. So instead of eating carbs, you'll focus on protein-rich whole foods and vegetables, so more like that Mediterranean diet style. There's some really great studies showing that low-carb diets result in weight loss and improved health markers, as well as moderating weight. And all you need to do is eat whole foods, and it makes for a very complete, nutritious and filling diet.
Dion, there are products on the market that make usually unrealistic expectations from a diet and weight loss perspective. Should we be looking for specific things to help that whole process a little bit easier? It's all, everyone starts off with a wonderful idea, but at the end of day one, usually the other person in life says, for God's sake, go back to eating because we can't cope. So where do we go for proper balance for those meal replacements?
Yeah, so I've been looking at ingredients that have real whole foods. You want to be picking, not Franken foods, so things that are, you can recognise with the ingredient panel for a start, and looking for things that are high in fibre, particularly if you're trying to create a sense of satiety, healthy fats, and these can curb your cravings, but, trying to avoid artificial sweeteners, artificial colours, etc.
Good.
So what are some good foods then or ingredients if you're specifically looking for, say, drinks and snacks, what would you look for?
Yeah, so one that I'm a big fan of is konjac root. So you might have heard of this ingredient before. It's an excellent source of fibre. It can also be labelled as glucomannan, which is the name of the type of fibre it naturally contains. It looks, it expands in the gut when you consume it. It helps to keep you feeling really, really full, but it's very, very low in calories, very, very healthy. Another great ingredient is MCTs. They come from coconut oil. You might have heard of those as well. They're a great source of healthy fat. And they can also be great in regulating your appetite metabolism. Cinnamon, so good old traditional cinnamon, helps to regulate blood sugar levels, and that can also help reduce your sugar cravings. And then there's one other really incredible new ingredient that I'm a big fan of that I've done a little bit of research on, and it's called DNF10. It comes from a yeast, and it's been clinically researched over the last 10 years to support the reduction of calorie intake. It actually reduces the signals of hunger to the brain, and it regulates leptin levels, which promotes that sort of feeling of satiety after you eat a meal, keeps you feeling full for a much longer period of time. And all of these are whole foods.
And, of course, Dion, it's really important whenever we look at a specific diet, we should consult our doctor, yeah?
Of course. So always consulting your healthcare professional if you want to change something.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dion. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
We've got time for one more very quick call. Hi there, Judy in North Mead.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How can we help?
You were talking a little while ago about DHA and EPA.
Yes.
I've been taking green-lipped mussel in the morning and red krill oil in the evening.
Yes.
And the red krill oil mentions DHA and EPA, but it doesn't say how much. The green-lipped mussel doesn't mention it at all. So I'm just wondering where I stand with that.
Green-lipped mussel is more specifically an anti-inflammatory, Judy. So that, and that's outstanding, good for lung strength as well, particularly if you are asthmatic. The DHA and EPA normally in under Australian regulations has got to be on the label. And if it's not, it might be worth just checking with your local pharmacist and getting a brand that does clearly enunciate that, because that's the requirement. Remembering that krill oil is a more bioavailable omega-3 oil. So it means you can take less to get the benefits of taking larger doses of things like fish oil. So again, if it's not on the label, find a brand that is, because it should be.
Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab there. Gerald's ready to answer your questions if you're unable to get through today on the phones. houseofwellness.com.au. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can you have chocolate and hit your weight loss goals too? You can with Melrose Keto Fasting Support Hot Chocolate from Chemist Warehouse. The delicious drink contains DNF10 derived from natural yeast to help reduce excess hunger signals. Enjoy a guilt-free treat for your keto and low-carb diets. Melrose Keto Fasting Support available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Oh, it's been lovely to spend this hour with you. So we've been talking about, you know, diet and, you know, trying to maintain a healthy weight and that 3 p.m. hunger.
Mm.
What do you reach for?
My go-to is a smoothie. I would make something with chocolate. Like I'll do, say, cacao, for example, or a chocolate protein powder with some banana. So I've got the protein, I've got a bit of carb, I've got a little bit of fat from the milk, and it kind of helps hold me through. It stops me from raiding the fridge like a wild woman at 5 o'clock.
I'm just surprised, though, we don't have the MOPs.
What's that?
What are they?
Mini over meter pies.
I would love some MOPs.
Just had one full of quality ingredients, lots of vegetables.
Or a mega over meter pie, more like rather than a mini.
I've heard so much talk about your pie self.
Oh,
do you make your own pastry?
No.
Oh, good.
No,
I'm so happy
God.
To hear that. I'm so happy to hear that.
I'm all for a shortcut.
Yes, I love something. You keep it in the freezer and then voila.
Yes. That's done.
I love that. That's great. Hey, if you want more House of Wellness, head along to House of Wellness TV today. It's back on your screens on Channel 7 at midday. Interesting episode,
yes,
Gerald.
Yes, male contraceptive pill, Joe, but the challenge is how will men remember?
Well.
And if you watch the show, your solution to that is absolutely amazing.
My point is you would remember if you knew you wouldn't get sex without it.
Thank you.
I think it would be very much on the front of your mind, wouldn't it?
Go for PM, I say, quite frankly with that.
And a little reminder too, as we go to the end of Men's Health Week, the Gotcha for Life little bracelets that are here, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Aren't
all
they lovely?
Fantastic idea by Gus Wallen from the Gotcha for Life.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
And there's mine. So that's the one I wear with Heinze, and I've got the blue because it matches my eyes. He's got the red with his pink eyes.
What I love about those bracelets is it's a way of remembering your mate.
Yes.
You check in with your mate because they're on your wrist and you remember that. I really love it. Thank you, as always, to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. So it's been lovely to spend this hour with you. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Gerald, great to see you as well.
Thank you, Joe. See you, Sal.
And we'll see you all again next week.